Ranks in Revelation. In John's vision of the end time, we see five different companies in heaven. First, the four living ones and 24 elders, Revelation 4 and 5. Second, the great multitude of tribulation saints, Revelation 7. Third, the manly son, Revelation 12. Fourth, the two witnesses, Revelation 11. And fifth, the overcomers over the Antichrist, Revelation 15. It may not be clear when these groups arrive in heaven, that the second group arrives after the first group. Some may contend that John only saw them later. It is believed by many that they arrived there after the tribulation. This we cannot accept for a moment, though it would be a proof of ranks. However, that the other three companies arrive in heaven many months after the first one, Revelation 4, and at times succeeding one another becomes plain by study. The beast will reign 3.5 years, his dominion ending 250 days before the end of the allotted 7 years. The manly son, called our brethren, Revelation 12, verses 10 through 11, will be born, a company caught away to heaven, before the beast takes the throne. Satan must be cast out of heaven before the beast can begin his reign. These three things occur before the middle of the week, or 7 years. In the middle of the week, the beast will kill the two witnesses who will be caught up to heaven 3 days later, Revelation 11. Sometime later, during the reign of the beast, another company will get victory over the beast and his image and will be seen standing on the sea of glass. Let us tabulate these dates thus. First, the four living ones and 24 elders will be caught up before the week begins or when Jesus takes his throne, Revelation 4. These are not two companies, but one company seen in two aspects, worshipers and rulers. Second, the innumerable company, tribulation saints, will be caught up probably a year or so later, Revelation 7. 3. The manly son will be caught up 250 days before the middle of the week, Revelation 12. No doubt this man-child represents the 144,000 who are sealed in Revelation 7. The first three groups compose the church, the other two groups are of Israel. 4th, the two witnesses will be caught up at the middle of the week, Revelation 11. 5th, the beast overcomers will be caught up about the middle of the week, perhaps with the two witnesses, Revelation 15. Here are five distinct groups who arrive in heaven at different times, covering a period of possibly 3.5 years. Daniel's figures, compared with those of John, give us this data without imagination. When we consider the divergences between these several companies, we find added evidence of our view. The first rank are in Christ's throne as well as around it. They are never called servants. They worship, have crowns, and reign. They occupy places of trust in heaven, assisting the Lord in executing his judgments in the earth. These only are with him from the beginning of his reign in heaven, chapter 4. The second rank have victory palms, but no crowns. They stand before the throne, never seen falling down in worship, never occupy any office of authority. The third rank are the man-child, literally a manly son, twice called child. The first two companies call them our brethren and rejoice that they overcame the accuser by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. These are self-sacrificing on earth. They loved not their lives unto the death. They shall rule, literally shepherd, the nations with a rod of iron. These are not necessarily grown up into mature manhood in Christ, but they are a strong company. A 14-year-old boy may be stronger than a 50-year-old man, but he is not as wise nor as useful. This third company, no doubt, completes the catching away of the church. The fourth rank, or group, the two witnesses and those on the sea of glass are distinctly kingdom saints. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, that is, to press toward the goal for the prize. With such a dazzling star of hope and such invincible proofs of its existence in heaven, let us not be turned aside by any critic, nor daunted by any hardship, nor slowed down by any half-heartedness, but let us so run that we may obtain. Whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Philippians 3, verses 14 through 16. A supplement. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3, 10 through 12 in the Greek. The Great Tribulation, Matthew 24, 21, will be localized to Palestine and has direct reference to the Jews. Compare Jeremiah 30, verse 7, Daniel 12, verses 1 and 2, and Isaiah 26, verses 20 through 21. Study these and other scriptures and see for yourself. The Great Tribulation in Revelation 7:14 is not the local tribulation of Matthew 24. It would be impossible for the innumerable company to be assembled in Palestine, and that innumerable company are of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues. They are the greater portion of the church, the body of Christ. Note another very important fact. These are they which come or are coming out of Great Tribulation. John saw them in vision while they were ascending out of the worldwide hour of trial, and not as having already come out of it. They will not pass through it or endure to the end of it. Matthew 24:13. That endurance is local, referring to the Jews in the land of Palestine, and that salvation is from physical death, because they will accept Jesus as their Savior and Messiah. They will cry out to Jehovah, and he will deliver them from the destructive cruelty of the nations. No one is ever saved from sin by endurance. By grace are ye saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8a. Commendatory facts, Revelation 3, verses 7 through 13, is addressed to a company of choice saints against whom there is not the slightest blame. They are the assembly in Philadelphia, brotherly love. Five forceful commendatory facts are said to them and about them, which are not said of any other churches except Smyrna. I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. What door can be meant but the door into heaven, through which they will escape the worldwide tribulation of Revelation 3:10? These are stubborn and conditional statements spoken by the head of the church, who is even now walking as judge in the midst of the seven churches throughout all Christendom. Revelation 2, verse 1. For thou hast a little strength. Christ is the life and strength of all brotherly love saints. They have none of their own. And hast kept the word of my patience. Verse 10 refers directly and particularly to the coming of the Lord and our preparation to meet him. And hast not denied my name. Observe that the two facts about the open door are occasioned by these three facts. Pergamos holds Jesus' name in profession, but denies it in conduct. Philadelphia reveres his name in testimony, in song, and in a separate walk. Now comes the glorious promise because of this group's wholehearted love for Christ. I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial. He will not allow Philadelphia saints to go into the period of the Great Tribulation. He will call them home through the open door into heaven. How do they become Philadelphia or brotherly love believers? They see these precious truths of divine grace and believe them. They live in hope of their fulfillment. They see a promised crown ahead and seek to earn it by suffering with Christ. John wrote, He that hath this hope set on him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 1 John 3:3. They see that by meeting certain conditions we may miss the great tribulation into which the innumerable company will enter. They behold an out resurrection for Paul and those who have gone by way of the grave, the Smyrna group, and an out translation for Philadelphia saints.